was on the summer's morning rare as I roamed out to wander along the strands and golden sands and down beside blue water. And I found the fairest flower there, as fresh as a rose in May. And she looked so sweet, neat, and complete as the tide rolled in along the Chesapeake Bay. Along the Chesapeake Bay, where the sun it shines so clearly. 'Twas there I met with a bonnie, bonnie lass, and I stole her heart along the Chesapeake Bay. As I approached this lady kind, by what name are you called? She said, I'm told you're rather bold, for I don't know you at all. And she wrapped her shawl so trimmed with lace, as white as the ocean spray. And she took my hand and said, young man, I'll walk with you along the Chesapeake Bay. Along the Chesapeake Bay, where the sun it shines so clearly. 'Twas there I met with a bonnie, bonnie lass, and I stole her heart along the Chesapeake Bay. Now as we strolled along the James and the sun sunk in the west, well, her eyes, they shone like polished stone just pulled from a pirate's chest. She gathered a dress right around her waist, saying, kiss me if you may. And I had her charms as I rolled her in my arms, and the mist came in along the Chesapeake Bay. Along the Chesapeake Bay, where the sun it shines so clearly. 'Twas there I met with a bonnie, bonnie lass, and I stole her heart along the Chesapeake Bay. Since I can't wed you, so be home on your way. For gone would be all the joy for me as I roam out along the Chesapeake Bay. Along the Chesapeake Bay, where the sun it shines so clearly. 'Twas there I met with a bonnie, bonnie lass, and I stole her heart along the Chesapeake Bay. Steak and ham when my stomach's bare, whiskey when I'm sober, walks in the sun where the river runs until my days are over. And for you young ladies dressed in fine, come see me and you may. And we'll walk through the evening dew as the tide rolls in along the Chesapeake Bay. Along the Chesapeake Bay, where the sun it shines so clearly. 'Twas there I met with a bonnie, bonnie lass, and I stole her heart along the Chesapeake Bay. Along the Chesapeake Bay, where the sun it shines so clearly. 'Twas there I met with a bonnie, bonnie lass, and I stole her heart along the Chesapeake Bay. The Chesapeake Bay.
This is Excursions on 91.3 WYSO as we pay a little tip of the hat to the Deer Green Place on a Saturday from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. Virtually without fail, when you tune in, you will hear the voice of our beloved guest today, Cindy Funk. Cindy, welcome to Excursions.
Well, thank you very much.
And you, then it's really
Is this Saturday?
I know. Has that feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sort of does.
You know, I think I don't think there has been a Saturday since you began broadcasting again. You started at WYSO in the early 80s.
Originally, yes.
And we're here for some time.
I was here for about 5 years, but then I was gone for almost 19.
A 20-year gap.
I know, really.
Did you continue to listen to WYSO in that interim?
Most of the time.
Most of the time, indeed. And then you found your way back here. Has it been six?
It's been 5 years, no. 5 years last November.
Wow. And you nailed down the Celtic show, Deer Green Place, on a Saturday afternoon. And you haven't missed, have you missed any since the last 6 years? It seems like I have never not heard you
Well, there were times when I was my body was somewhere else, but my voice was here.
Exactly. But you made arrangements, right?
Pre-recorded some shows, sure. But I think I was, you know, one or the other. Part of me was here the whole time.
So Cindy Funk, host of our Celtic show, and in many ways Celtic ambassador between...
That sounds grand.
Doesn't it?
I think I'll keep that.
I also like liaison.
Oh.
Isn't that a sweet one? Sort of between the Celtic community and this public radio station. And there is a healthy fan base here for Celtic musicians. Again and again, when people come through town and we have the opportunity to interview them, it's a noted thing about this region of the country. People like Celtic music here. Now, I'm looking at you, and you're redheaded, and you're wearing green.
I am.
And I'm wondering if you have
a leprechaun.
Any thoughts on that? Why is that?
I think it all goes back to WYSO, because back in the 70s, Phyllis Brzezowska did a show here called Celtic Folk Weave, and that's when I started listening. That's when I started to get hooked on Celtic music. And then Phyllis went on to give birth to City Folk as an organization.
That's right.
So it started with WYSO. I'm sure of that. Because at that point in time, there was no place else to hear this music. It was only here.
So you weren't necessarily a Celtic fan before you were exposed to it on these radio waves.
No.
Wow.
No. I was a Beatles fan. I was pretty much a Beatles girl from high school, but no, it was WYSO. So I think that seed was planted by Phyllis all those years ago. In fact, I'm sure it was.
I love the notion of that. Celtic liaison, envoy, ambassador here in the studio with us. And you were kind enough to bring a sampling of some records, and you brought the Battlefield Band tune from which your show takes its name. Can you talk a little bit about that, and then we'll hear that song?
Yeah, the Battlefield Band years ago recorded a tune that Alan Reed wrote about the Deer Green Place, which is the unofficial name of Glasgow. And there's lots of different legends that go along with it. St. Kentigern caught a fish, and there was a ring inside the fish. And the ring belonged to the queen of something or other. And then he allowed St. Kentigern to build a church, which then became the city of Glasgow. So I always liked the song, and just the thought about when I'm playing this music, I try to go mentally to the Deer Green Place, whether it's Ireland, whether it's Scotland, England, wherever it is. And I hope to send people there with me. So that's the sort of the point.
You can even learn a little mythology on the Celtic.
Oh, the Celtic stuff. Sure, there's tons.
Here is the Battlefield Band with the tune from which our beloved Cindy Funk's Deer Green Place takes its name.
It was by the clear mall and diner bun, where it meets and runs with the River Clyde, and they tell the tale of the Holy One, who was fishing down by the river's side. A holy man from Fife he came, his name they say was Kentigern, and by the spot where the fish was caught, the Deer Green Place was born. Now the salmon ran through the river stream, and they salted them by the banks of Clyde, and the faces glowed as the silver flowed, and the place place arose by the river's side. There was cloth to dye and hose to buy. The traders came from all around, and they raised a glass to the dear green place, the place that was a town. There is a town that once was green, and the river flowed to the sea. The river flows forever on, but the dear green place is gone. When the furnaces came to fire the iron, and folk were thrown from the far of land, then the Irishman and the Highlandman and the hungry man came with willing hands. They wanted work, a place to live. Their empty bellies needed filled, and the farm yard was another world from the dirty, overcrowded mill. Now you may have heard of the foreign trade and fortunes made by tobacco lords, but the working man slaved his life away, and an early grave was his sole reward. A dreary room, a crowded slum, disease and hunger everywhere, and the price to pay was another day, and fight the anger and despair. There is a town that once was green, and the river flowed to the sea. The river flows forever on, but the dear green place is gone. A thousand years have been here and gone since County Gern saw the banks of Clyde. How many dreams and how many tears in a thousand years of a city's life. A city hard, a city proud, a no mean city it has been. Perhaps tomorrow it yet may be the dear green place again. There is a town that once was green, and a river flowed to the sea. The river flows forever on, but the dear green place is gone.
Is the Dear Green Place proper on 91.3 WYSO, the tune that named our Celtic show and spoke to the heart of our guest today, Cindy Funk, host of the Dear Green Place on Saturday. Cindy, thanks again for being here today.
Well, thanks for asking me. It's fun.
So you were drawn in by the first tune that we heard. Did we properly make reference to that, that's what brought you in from just listening?
The Charlie Zom track?
Yes.
Yeah, Ann Williams did the folk show. And it wasn't a Celtic show. It was a folk show.
Yeah.
And I was driving. I think I was on the way to Columbus one day. And it's one of those driveway moments. I had to pull off the road. I had to, because she was playing some Charlie Zom tracks from this album. And whoa, what a voice. And just hooked me in immediately.
Hooked you right in there. Oh, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, he's a fantastic singer.
When, and we were talking as that song was playing that you make it your business to play the new stuff coming out on Saturday afternoons, but also to touch back and make sure that you include sort of the heritage artists, artists that laid the bricks in the road that brought us to today. And along that line, you brought in a little Stan Rogers today.
I sure did. Stan Rogers played Dayton I think two or three times down at Canal Street. And when he passed away, he was 33 years old, and just getting to the top of everything. And he's still considered like one of the best singer-songwriters that Canada ever put out. He's wonderful. So a lot of his music sort of goes over into the Celtic realm, at least in my mind, it does.
Well, he has a folk and aspect and the Celtic aspect, because those Celts, but they just flung to the wind and ended up everywhere.
Well, it's true, but he was writing about the maritimes of Canada. So there's shipbuilding, there's ship sailing, there's all kinds of things to do with the sea. And wherever the sea touches, there's going to be Celts and stories like that.
You're bound to have them. So let's hear a little something from Stan Rogers as we celebrate our dear Green Place and our Celtic connection and our dear Cindy Funk on 91.3 WYSO.
Again, lock keeper, we're laden even deeper than the time before. Oriental oils and tea brought down from Singapore. As we wait for my lock to cycle, I say my wife has just given me a son. A son, you cry, is that all that you've done? She wears bougainvillea blossoms. You pluck them from her hair and toss them in the tide. Sweep her in your arms and carry her inside. Her sighs catch on your shoulder. Her moonlit eyes grow bold and wiser through her tears. And I say, how could you stand to leave her for me? Then come with me, you say, to where the Southern Cross rides high upon your shoulder. Come with me, you cry, each day attend this lock, you're one day older, while your blood grows. That anchor chain's a fetter, and with it you are tethered to the foe. And I wouldn't trade your life for one other. Compensate for leeway through the trades, and you shoot the stars to see the miles you've made, and you laugh at hearts you've riven. But which of these has given us more love or life? You, your tropic maids, or me, my wife. Then come with me, you say, to where the Southern Cross rides high upon your shoulder. Oh, come with me, you cry, each day attend this lock, your one day. and with it you are tethered to the fold. And I wouldn't trade your life for 1 hour of hope. Long your anchor chains are fettered, and with it you are tethered to the foam. And I wouldn't trade your whole life for 1 hour of hope.
It's so pretty.
Stan Rogers on 91.3 WYSO. So we give a little nod to Saturday afternoons with the Deer Green Place. And Cindy Funk, thanks for coming in on a Monday.
Sure, I would love it.
We were talking about sort of the history of radio and in the Miami Valley. It's been 53 years ago that WYSO first made an effort to send sound forth. And often when I think about it, I like to think, if somebody in 1958 had turned on a radio and just welded the knob. And so through these years, all they heard was YSO. Imagine the richness of musical knowledge that person would possess.
Yeah, I think of my own kids when back in the 80s, I'd bring Jenny in her playpen, when I was here working on stuff. And me too.
It's a tradition of like family and like, hey, yeah, everybody welcome.
And they may not listen to the kind of music I like or some of the music we have on YSO, but they know it exists. And for me, that's the biggest gamble. People who listen to Top 10 Radio and that's all they've ever listened to, they don't know what else is out there. So if your kids or Ann Williams' kids or my kids or anybody's kids
all of us that listen
knows, hey, wait a minute, that's bluegrass. That's what that is. Oh, wait a minute, that's blues. Then that's part of the bridge being breached, because at least they know. And sometime later in life, I always say when they grow up a bit, they'll look for something else, and it'll still be here.
So I was asking you before we went on, you were listening in the early 70s, you reckon?
I'm thinking 70s because I started here in 82, so
you tapped
I'm sure
in.
It was in the mid-70s sometime.
And it found something there to...
Yeah.
It was sort of funny.
I wanted, for some reason, I'm very shy. Especially then, I can't believe it, I was a very shy person. Totally
shy. Are you just pulling my leg at this point?
I'm not pulling your leg. But for some reason, there was something in me that wanted to do this. And in order to do this, you have to come out of your box a little bit. So I came down to YSO. I talked to Larry Blood, who was the program director at that point in time, and I said, I'd like to do a show. And he says, what do you know about? And I said, the Beatles and maybe the Who or something. He said, very nicely, he said, you come back when you know about something. Seriously, no. It was a hard pill to take, but it was the right pill to take. So it was a number of years later, I don't know how long it was, he came to me and said, "How would you like to do a show?" And I was taken aback.
And maybe you had, in the meantime, learned something.
I did. I got into the Celtic music and sort of immersed myself in that. But, that was the cool ending. That was the happy ending to that story. And it's really true. People here, Tom Duffy, Norm, and Shake and Dave,
and Rev Cool, and these long
and Barber, everybody
hosts.
They know about stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm not a college professor on this stuff, but I sure do love the music.
And the beautiful thing about it is there's a certain dedication and devotion present in mm-hmm. all our volunteer
there's a passion.
Hosts. There is a passion.
Yeah.
It's a passion to enjoy and to share. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. We're talking with Cindy Funk, host of Deer Green Place on Saturday afternoons from 3 until 5. And also, Cindy, you make it your business to make sure that people know about events coming up
in
the Celtic community. So people, if they'd like to contact you about that, what are a good way to click on through?
To go to the upcoming concerts or Celtic concerts in the area, the website is thedeergreenplace.net. And if you know about anything, let me know. I always miss a few things, but I sure do try to find out who's coming to town.
And you also have a presence on Facebook. There's a Dear Gwen Place page
there. Is, yes.
There. So,
and actually, I think there's a MySpace as well.
So in celebration of the uniqueness of public radio, because there's no commercial station that would allow somebody to just come in and say, I'd like to do a show. And not only would they say, well, learn something. No, learn something. It would just be the end of end of that story.
I worked at Kiss Country for a year or so.
You
after
did?
After I left WISO, or it left me, whichever.
Oh.
And I wanted to go on and I wanted to talk about things. And they had a very strict timing scheme, so you can announce who's coming up or something, and you can do some commercials, but you don't want to talk about how they wrote this and how old this is and what it was raining the day they wrote this or whatever like that. So I found that sadly missing.
I just love public radio.
It's true.
Cindy, thank you for talking with us today. And you brought a tune here from an album called The Island of the Apples. And this is a song that has particular meaning for you and sort of speaks.
This is two English gentlemen who do the most wonderful harmonies. And I found them through the help of Ellen Levy, who used to do folk programming on WISO as well. And it's a song all about the songs that people before us have written. And it's our sort of our legacy to keep them going. And just like with the Stan Rogers, keep them going so new people can hear them.
Everybody gets a turn of the baton. Sort
it's
of
true.
Take your leg of the race. Cindy, thank you so much.
Thanks
for all you've
fun.
Done here over the course of many decades now, and for your great work and your Celtic spirit and your general public radio goodness. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, there are singers that we love as we sing our lives away. And though we all fall silent in the end, they will sing with us forever. They'll be singing every day when we sing the songs they sang. For the song goes on in the songs we sing, and when one song ends, then another song begins. So the singers who are gone will be singing once again when we sing the songs they sang. Some are heard by many, and some are heard by few, and though we all fall silent in the end, someone will remember both the song you sing and you when they sing the songs you sang. For the song goes on in the songs we sing, and when one song ends, then another song begins. So the singers who are gone will be singing once again when we sing the songs they sang. Sing the chorus,
sing the chorus,
sing the song,
sing the song.
And the singers come before us will be singing right along. Sing the chorus,
sing the chorus,
and a refrain,
and refrain.
And the singers come before us will be singing once again. We can drive away the silence of the grave that we all fear, and though we all fall silent in the end, sing and you'll be singing with the singers you hold dear when you sing the songs they sang. For the song goes on in the songs we sing, and when one song ends, then another song begins. So the singers who are gone will be singing once again when we sing the songs they sang. So if you sing along, you bring along the singers who are gone, and though we all fall silent in the end, sing and you'll be singing both the singer and the song when you sing the songs they sang. For the song goes on in the songs we sing, and when one song ends, then another song begins. So the singers who are gone will be singing once again when we sing the songs they sang. Sing the chorus,
sing the chorus,
sing the song,
sing the song.
And the singers come before us will be singing right along. Sing the chorus,
sing the chorus,
and a refrain,
and refrain.
And the singers come before us will be singing once again.
the song goes on in the songs we sing. And when one song ends, then another song begins. So the singers who are gone will be singing once again when we sing the songs they sang. So the singers who are gone will be singing once again when we sing the songs.